Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. In case you're new and just tuning in, folks, End Time World News is an independent an alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. And again, folks, we're listener donated. We're listener supported, listener all you folks out here, I thank you, and God bless all of you listening to this podcast. We're listener-supported, and your donations help keep us on the air each and every week. So I just wanted you to know that, and a big shout-out to everyone that supports this podcast and continues. God bless you all, and thank you all for listening. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated Friday. Actually, it's dated Friday, May 6, 2022. And so I want to bring to your attention, this is a very fascinating and interesting article here. And the title of the article is New Study Shows Vitamin Supplementation Helps Prevent COVID Infection. Wow, there's breaking news right there, folks. Breaking news. Imagine a study showing that vitamin supplementation helps prevent the COVID-19 infection. This should be interesting. It's a very short article, but I wanted to bring this to your attention out there. All you folks suffering with COVID around the world, and this is a global podcast, by the way. And let me just do a quick plug here. If you're looking for storageable food with the food crisis and everything going on in the world, food shortages, food crisis, there's more of a demand than a supply. In case you don't know, wherever you live in whatever country, you're probably noticing the shelves are bare. So with that in mind, keep that in mind, folks. You can order your storageable food, last up to 25 years, through My Patriot Supply, and there'll be a link down below, folks. There'll be a link down below if you decide you want to check that out. Click that and decide if you like it, great. If you don't like it, then that's okay too. So let's go back to the podcast. This vitamin that shows supplementation can prevent COVID infection, this was something I've been preaching about for almost close to 2.5 or 3 years since COVID broke out. I've been covering COVID, folks, on other podcasts and other channels for a long time, almost pretty much since about the first month or two that it started breaking out over in China and worked its way over here to the United States. So this is nothing really new to me, but it probably will surprise a lot of you folks. So let's get into the article here. And of course, the link will be down below if you want to read the article in its entirety. It's kind of a short article, but here we go. Let's dig into this. New study shows vitamin supplementation helps prevent COVID-19 infection. A new study that enrolled 321 frontline healthcare workers from four hospitals in Mexico City found that vitamin D, there we go, ding, 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 vitamin D, folks, supplements can help prevent the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19. These healthcare workers all tested negative for COVID-19 at the beginning of the double-blind placebo-controlled program. I've been saying that all along. I've been overdosing. I don't want to say overdosing, but I've been taking large doses, rather, of vitamin D for a long time, even before COVID broke out. But again, there you go. Researchers said their studies demonstrated that vitamin D supplementation and an effective in preventing the SARS-CoV-2 infections in high-risk frontline healthcare professional and personnel. They believe that it is the first controlled study that established the role of vitamin D in supplements as a polylactic, okay, a measure to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection. Thus, their trial has profound and clinical to the public health implications. There you go, because they're pushing, folks. They're pushing for the poison. They're pushing for the depopulation. This is all Satan's program. This is all part of Satan's program, folks. And I'm not saying you're a Satanist because you took the shot, because most people out there, let's face it, they don't know. They're not as informed as I am. And let me just stop right there and say I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or anything else, or a healthcare professional or a provider. But under the Freedom of Information Act and under the United States Constitution, I can bring you a Freedom of Disclosure Act. I can bring you this news and information and my First Amendment free speech and my free speech rights. So you have to understand, folks, the media, i.e. the news, i.e. the elite, and most of them are Satanists or satanic devil worshipers, they want to depopulate the world. Depopulate the world, meaning they want to reduce everybody by about 95%. So about 500 million left in the world and get rid of everybody else. So you have to understand that. There's a lot of Satan or Luciferians, they call themselves, because Satanists, they're afraid, so they downplay it and call themselves Luciferians. They'll say, they'll talk about the light all the time. They talk about the light. We worship the light. We are from the light. We believe in the light, et cetera, et cetera. That's all a Luciferian agenda. And you have to understand that. Because if you go back to the Bible, folks, you have to understand Lucifer in heaven, before God kicked him out and threw him out, basically, him and a third of all the angels, he was the brightest angel in heaven, known as Lucifer, who once he fell to earth became Satan. You have to understand that, folks. Most people overlook the most simple, basic things going back to the Bible, and that's what you always have to follow. Don't listen to me. Listen to your Bible. Listen to God. Listen to God and what Jesus says in the Bible and all the apostles and everything and how the Bible was written. You know, let that be your authority. I'm just simply bringing this subject to the table to, if I can help anybody out there save anybody's life or help anybody out there turn their life around and definitely save a life, I will do so at all costs, because that's how I am. Okay, the subjects of this study were enrolled between July 15th and December 30th, 2020, and they randomly were assigned and received about 4,000 international units of vitamin D or a placebo each for 30 days. So basically a shot, either one or the other, either a placebo or basically a vitamin D shot, 4,000 IUs or units. Real-time PCP tests were also given taken at the beginning of the study and then were repeated as if a person showed COVID-19 symptoms during the follow-up appointments related to vitamin D deficiency and the spread of the disease.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These other things that participants had to go through included serum 25, hydroxyvitamin D3, an antibody test at the start of the experiment, and then again at day 45. A total of 94 people in the vitamin D group and 98% of the placebo completed follow-ups. The study researchers found that the infection rate of COVID-19 in the vitamin D group, 6.4% lower than the placebo group, 25.4%. And then thus, the researchers had found that the risk of contracting COVID-19 was lower in the vitamin D group compared to the placebo group, that it was associated with an increment of serum levels, 25% hydroxy vitamin D3, and the levels of 25 hydroxy D3 in the blood regarded as good indications of a person's vitamin D level. Moreover, they found significant adverse events. This should be interesting. Researchers concluded that the supplementation of vitamin D in a highly exposed individuals decreases their susceptibility to SARS-CoV-2 infections, adding that preventative effect as independent of the subjects of vitamin D status. They also noted that the mediums doses of vitamin D, which is around 4,000 IUs, seem to be safe for shorter periods of supplementation. Vitamin D offers many health benefits. Well, here we go. Vitamin D contributes to bone, heart, and brain health. Previous studies suggesting that low levels are associated with the autoimmune inflammatory diseases, as well as cardiovascular and infectious diseases. Vitamin D can be found in beef liver, cod liver, egg yolks, herring, salmon, sardines, mushrooms related, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin D and magnesium are the perfect pair. In the U.S., recommended daily allowance for most adults is 600 IU of vitamin D a day, while doses higher are recommended sometimes to treat medical problems such as vitamin D deficiency. Now, vitamin D particularly important in regulating the absorption of calcium and phosphorus in the body, which helps facilitate normal immune system function to improve resistance and of certain diseases. However, medical researchers cannot know conclusively which supplements are the most effective against COVID-19 until more clinical data is available. Aside from taking vitamin D supplements, it's also important to have a healthy lifestyle. So that's what you have to understand, is that we've learned from the pandemic, and that you have to make lifestyle changes to reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. And in some cases, the difference between a mild and severe case of COVID, many things that are heart healthy also improve your immune health. That's something to think about. So like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast and you like this article, folks. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated if you did. I just want to ask anybody out there listening here, if there's anybody that has given their life to Jesus Christ, or anybody that wants to give their life to Jesus Christ. And so if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now, here's a simple, simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into your life, folks, here's a prayer that I would like for you to say. To receive the gift of God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and with your lips out loud, okay? I don't care where you got to go. Just find a quiet spot for 2 minutes, folks, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing. It's beautiful knowing that you gave your life to Jesus Christ and knowing that you will go, if you die right now, you will go to heaven if you gave your life to Jesus Christ. And that's the thing, but you have to commit. So find a quiet find a quiet space and repeat after me, folks. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin, wash me and cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe you are risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the passion for the lost, hunger for the things of God, and the holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I have forgiven my way to heaven because I have Jesus, Yeshua, in my heart. Now, if you said that prayer, folks, God bless you. I love you. God loves you. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, loves you. And I thank you so much. And again, write to me if you have any questions at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Three quick things you need to do as I conclude the podcast. One is find yourself a good church, one that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you can find a church like that, that's fantastic. The next thing you need to do is get into your Bible. Probably that's number one, and finding a church is number two. Get into your Bible. Just start reading cover to cover, page to page. I don't care where you start, beginning, middle, end. It doesn't matter. The words of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just get into your Bible, read somewhere. I'm not perfect. I like to start at the beginning of most things and arrive at the end of things because I have a little OCD going on, but it doesn't matter. Just do whatever you want to do, but just read the Bible. And the last but not least thing is you'll want to find a good church and a church that believes in the gospel. And again, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And you'll want to get into a good holy church and a church that preaches that and grab your pastor. Grab your assistant pastor, grab your deacon, grab somebody there, folks, that can answer all your questions from when is Jesus coming back? Why is Satan so bad? I mean, I used to ask tons and tons of questions when I was younger until this finally sank in and I started understanding and getting into the Bible. You know, when is Jesus coming back? When is Jesus return? Why do we have death? What is the resurrection? I mean, all these good questions. And a good deacon or pastor or assistant pastor, a good Christian will be able to answer that. If not, then they can direct you to somebody that can and direct you to the verse in the Bible that'll help you make sense. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast and do think about donating, folks, God bless you. And until next time, see ya. Take care of yourself. And most importantly, God bless you and stay safe. I'm out of here. See ya for now. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.